What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
On a hot, steamy summer Monday in New York City, welcome in Evan and Tiki on The Fan for the next 4.5 hours. I got a lot to get to. Tiki Barber was hobnobbing in Cooperstown over the weekend. He's got a lot of stories and a lot of information. Maybe one about El Capitan Derek Jeter. We'll get to that a little bit later on. The Mets continue to win games. Some football thoughts later. The Yankees dodged the bullet this weekend with Aaron Judge. Obviously, it was scary on Saturday when the news came out that Aaron was dealing with this elbow issue. We all feared Tommy John surgery. We all feared the worst. And look, it still sucks he's going on the injured list for 10 days, maybe more. And it sucks that he may come back and only be able to DH. But the one thing I do not understand, and I try to be open-minded when I listen to the fellow baseball fans in this town, the idea that somehow this could lead the Yankees to selling. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, I get that the Yankees have been a disappointment. I understand that being a wild card team right now was not the goal. I get all that. I understand that being 6 games behind the Blue Jays is something maybe you didn't see coming. But when you are in a playoff spot, when you have the talent that the Yankees have, it is not an option to sell.
No.
It is a stupid strategy. It's a dumb strategy. And the only way I could describe why a Yankee fan would employ a dumb and stupid strategy is they're so used to winning at a different level that to them, being in this muck that they're in right now is so unfamiliar, the reaction is, let's just sell.
Right.
You don't sell when you're in the middle of a pennant race,
bro. Forget not selling because you're in the middle of a pennant race, but you just mentioned I was up in Cooperstown for CC's Hall of Fame induction and Ichiro and Billy Wagner, Dave Parker, and Jim Palmer Parker. So it's just one of those situations where they give these presentations before they give the Hall of Fame speech, right? And so Derek Jeter did CC's, and he said something in that speech that made me realize why the Yankees will and should never sell. You come to the Yankees, this is what Derek Jeter said, you come to the Yankees because you're always trying to win a championship. Mm. Every year. It doesn't matter. And when you think back over the last, I don't know, decade, 20, when was the last time, other than 16?
That was the only time.
When was the last time that they intentionally said, you know what, let's not this year? They don't do it.
Right.
They never do it. And it's because their organization is built around the idea of a championship. It's not always realistic.
Right.
Right. They're not always going to be viable or even really a contender because of whatever the circumstance may be. But they're always going to try to win. They're never going to say, yeah, we'll kick it till next year.
Right, right.
So that's it. It's stupid because the organization doesn't exist that way.
But there would be a circumstance in which, and I get that, even though I don't agree necessarily with that, I understand that, why they would never do it.
I mean, it'd be beneficial sometimes for them.
Right. 2016 made sense.
Right.
Like when they sold off Andrew Miller, it made sense.
Right.
But the New York Yankees, and I had this argument with you, Sean. Welcome back, Sean. Yes. About a year and a half ago. Remember the argument we had about just make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Anybody can get to the World Series?
Yes, I do.
I believe I've won this argument over and over again. Like, despite the Yankees playing the Dodgers in the World Series last year, the fact the Mets got to the NLCS showed it. A year earlier, the fact that Arizona got to the World Series or Texas won the World Series showed it. You just have to get to the tournament. So forget Yankee expectations or what Derek said. If you are in a playoff race, if you're in a playoff spot, you could tell me about all the flaws your own team has. They're all fair. You can't tell me you can't win in October. Like right now, I look at the American League and hats off to the Toronto Blue Jays. This franchise hasn't won a playoff game. I'm talking about the Blue Jays in almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So stop with this. Well, the Yankees can't beat the Blue Jays. You talk about recency bias. They can't beat the Toronto Blue Jays. They are so unbeatable. Don't hit me with that.
They're just hot right now.
They're very hot right now. And I give them a lot of credit for that, but the idea that the Yankees can't beat the Blue Jays in a best of five or best of seven series, crazy to me. The Tigers, who we all anointed after their great start, they've been playing mediocre baseball for months now. Mm-hmm. So the Yankees, while flawed, and there are things Brian Cashman needs to do in the next 4 days, which we'll discuss, but the idea that any Yankee fan would sit here on July 28th in the middle of a playoff spot and say, nah, we're dead. Let's just sell guys off is lunacy to me. And it's not even understanding the modern sport. We're just get in, bro.
You know what it feels like to me? It feels like an emotional reaction because for whatever success they were able to manufacture, the Toronto Blue Jays have the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. All of a sudden, they have the best record in baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
And so for the Yankee fan, you're emotionally saying, woe is me. We're never going to get there. We're five games back or five and a half games back. Aaron Judge is compromised. He could have to have surgery. He doesn't. But he could have to be down. And Giancarlo Stanton's got to play in the outfield. And what are we going to do? And, oh, the young kids, they're not going to show up. But this is baseball. It happens. The Blue Jays are going to go on a seven-game losing streak at some point. Right? At some point, they fall back to earth, just like everybody else. The team that we thought was unbeatable coming into this season because of their offseason was the Dodgers.
Where are they right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Mets got a better record than the Dodgers right now.
So,
like this is such an ebb and flow, and you emotionally get caught up in the moment too often in a baseball season. By the way, it's what makes our show fun, but it's the reality of this game. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. Right now, the Yankees are dealing with a semi-down. It's not like they've been horrible. They're just under 500 over the last 5 week and a half or whatever it may, 10 games. But still, they're still in it.
Well, they're still in it. And I think the formula when you're having this off regular season is get to the tournament and be the hottest team at the right time.
Yes.
Like, I love that the New York Mets have won seven in a row. Hmm. I'm in a very happy mood.
Too soon?
But I also know that it's not that it's too soon. Like, you always should enjoy winning streaks because you got to get there.
Of course.
But I also know that it all matters how you're playing at the right time. That's all that matters. And so I look at the Yankees, and I'm not going to tell you they're not a flawed team. They got a lot of flaws. Mm-hmm. Brian Cashman's got work to do over the next 4 days. But they are not the kind of team where you say, all right, I don't know about Aaron Judge. And that's where we are with Aaron. We don't know. They're optimistic he'll be back in 10 days. We don't know if he can play the field. We don't know when he'll be able to play the field. We don't know how effective he'll be when he comes back. Like, there's a lot of questions around Aaron Judge. But despite that, if you're in a playoff race, you go for it. Right. Now, there are levels of going for it. I'm not telling you they got to trade every prospect. Like, you've got to be smart around the trade deadline. But the idea that you would take all of the free agent to-bes, whether it's Devin Williams. Can you imagine trading Devin Williams right now? He's your closer! You're not replacing him.
And by the way, without a closer, you don't win.
No. Like, here's the thing I'm open to. And I mentioned this last year about the Mets, and they never really did it. The Yankees have surpluses, right? Even with the Aaron Judge injury, could they afford to trade Trent Grisham? Maybe. Could they afford to trade Paul Goldschmidt? Sure. If you can use one of those pieces to acquire something else that helps you, like, I'll give you an example. I'm going to be specific. The San Diego Padres. You familiar with their work?
Oh, of course.
They're in a playoff race.
They are.
If the San Diego Padres, who have a really good bullpen, called you up, let's play a game, Sean. You don't have to say yes. I just want to give you where I would trade a guy who's a free agent at the end of the year. Padres really don't have a first baseman. What if they're like, you know, we'll take Goldie, And they said, we'll give you Wandy Peralta. You're familiar with his work, left-handed reliever, pretty solid. Like, that's the kind of trade where I'd say, okay, let's talk about it, because you can improve your bullpen, add another lefty to your pen, deal from a strength, open up an opportunity for Ben Rice to play more or for Cody Bellinger to play more. Those are the kinds of moves, and that's not a sell move. That's just a strategic move.
Correct.
So, hey, would you make that trade, Goldie, for Wandy?
Well, I think I'd try to tinker and get something else, but the bulk of it, yes. I would. I'd want to improve the bullpen.
That's the kind of thing you can do. But the idea that you dump Paul Goldschmidt for a prospect, we got to rebuild. We got to restock the farm system. Mm. You're in a playoff spot. On what planet would you do that?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, planet Earth, first of all.
Why?
Second of all, it's not about unloading every dead contract for prospects. And I think that's where we have different definitions of sell. I think the Yankee definition of sell right now is just be honest with yourself. Because I think anybody watching this Yankee team, if your hopes are, hey, after spending that much in payroll, just get in, anything can happen. They're not the little engine that could. And their operation this year.
But they might have to play that way.
But that's the issue. If we're going to play that way, coming off of winning an American League championship and crossing our fingers and hoping that Aaron Judge in 10 days, and that really is what has shifted everything, this Aaron Judge injury, I just think you're setting yourself up for, hey, you know what, Evan? I understand you operate from a different fan base's point of view, but getting into the wild card round, you losing the divisional round.
Hold on.
I don't want to live in that space.
I have to challenge you on something. No one's saying that that's acceptable or we should live in that space, but that's the reality of baseball in 2025. So I get that it would be a disappointment. Okay. Same with me as a Met fan to just sneak into the postseason. But the point is, we all know what can happen once you get in.
Yeah.
So why would you cut your nose off despite your face and not give yourself an opportunity to get hot at the right time and potentially win a championship?
But also, I think we know this. For the Yankees, it doesn't matter what the regular season looks like.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the postseason is successful. To whatever degree success you call, I think getting to the World Series is a success. Obviously, losing sucks, but you were successful a year ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So no matter what the Yankees do for the rest of, 50-something games, 7 games left in the season, does that matter as long as they get to and have a successful postseason.
Well, if you get the successful postseason, it doesn't matter, but it is tied in because the track record under the Aaron Boone era is they will not win postseason series without home field advantage. And that is where losing this division has been troubling. I have only you could base it on is what this era has been like with Aaron Boone. They struggle in October when they do not have home field. But Sean, so that is where the regular season ties in.
But everything you're saying is just complete fan point of view negativity. And what I mean by that is I'm not going to argue the history of the Aaron Boone Yankees. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to argue that because why would I? We all know what's happened over the last few years. I'm not even telling you to go into the postseason being confident. All I'm telling you is why would you give up an opportunity to take that postseason lottery ticket and possibly go on a great run? You're telling me the Yankees can't beat the Blue Jays? The Blue Jays haven't won a postseason game in the Vlad era. Now we're anointing them because they've been hot for a month and a half? Like, are we serious with this?
I know.
Are we really serious
with them? Then behave differently.
What does that mean?
Okay. I understand he was the star of yesterday's game, and it was somebody I pounded the drum from a year ago. Ryan McMahon was not the sexy pick at third base. It was Suarez. I understand McMahon strikes out more than him. It's about the glove. Fine. They have set the bar so low defensively that they needed to make that move to improve their defense. The Yankees should be a team right now off of being an American League champion that if they really are focused on making a run to a World Series, and maybe they will in the next couple days on the pitching front, mm-hmm. be the team that makes the biggest swing at the deadline.
Hold on. Here's what I do not understand. Okay. I'm certainly not implying you represent every single Yankee fan, but you represent Yankee fans, and so does everybody listening. 888-808-1019. You're telling me that it's either sell because we're not that good mm-hmm. or go balls to the wall and nuts and make a big trade?
Right.
You can do the middle ground, which is...
The middle ground ends up in the same place they pit forever, winning a championship.
You don't know that. You're telling me unless you're willing to trade huge prospect capital to go get a reliever or a starter... You can't win? Of course you can win.
It's all connected, though, Evan.
No, it's not.
If you're not going to trade huge prospect capital, then when those guys get here, I don't want to be, all right, we're moving a guy from a position he plays to another position. He can only play one side of the field. Oh, wait, we have a veteran here that's not going to be here next year. He's going to take at bats. I'm talking about Dominguez. I'm talking about Rice. We don't trade these prospects, then bring them up here, and don't give them ample time to play all of these innings and games. The point is the Yankees are run backwards in this way. If you are not going to trade these guys and not go all in because you want to hold on to them for the future, then when they get here, let them freaking play and not sit for other veterans. So that's what drives, I think, Yankee fans nuts. All right, you don't want to sell these guys? How come every time they come up, are you doing this?
I see what you're saying to a degree because the refusal to move off of, say, Jason Dominguez was exactly what you're talking about. That's what you're alluding to. So,
right.
You're not going to trade him. You're not going to bring him up because you think it's too soon. Then when you do bring him up, he doesn't play every day because you don't trust him. And then eventually you are playing him every day, but now you're not. Right? It just becomes this, right. It's like a jerk around with some of these players, and there doesn't seem to be a concerted effort to make him a star. It's just we want to bring him along slowly. But if you're in a competitive race to try to get to the postseason and do damage, mm-hmm. You got to pull the trigger at some point.
But I think right now on July 28th, especially with Judge being out for at minimum 2 weeks, what I want to do is I want to play the guys that give me the best chance to win.
Yes.
In April and May, yes, I want to develop young players. Totally get it. And I agreed with you, Sean, a month ago, play Jason every day. You even gave him a nickname, Jay Everyday Jay. Everyday Jay. I'm not in the camp of Everyday Jay on July 28th. You want to know why? He doesn't defend well enough.
Right.
And I'm trying to put the best team on the roster, best team on the field.
And guess what? Next year when you want to play him every day, we're going to wonder why he didn't develop in the outfield. Well, because we weren't doing this because we were in a pennant race. But then we also weren't willing to trade him. And then his, whatever, it gets diminished value to do trades. The whole thing's a bad cycle. They don't have a consistent viewpoint in running this
team. Because not every player should be treated in the same consistent way. Mm. Like part of the problem with Anthony Volpe, and now with this Ahmed Rosario trade, which we alluded to last week, Aaron Boone's got the chance to sit Anthony Volpe. Ahmed Rosario can play shortstop.
Yep.
Ahmed Rosario can hit, especially lefties.
Well, Boone couldn't wait to tell us yesterday that he's not going to play shortstop.
Well, he's wrong. I'm telling you right now, he can play him at shortstop. And he should play him at shortstop.
Especially if Volpe continues to struggle.
Yes. And look,
it'd be a disservice to the team, to the process, to everything you're going through. The accountability that we you and I talked about last week, Evan, you got to have some level of accountability
absolutely.
At some point.
And now they have a guy who's as good, if not better at times, than Anthony Volpe. So mm-hmm. he, to me, if this is up to me, when I heard about the Ahmed Rosario trade, first of all, I laughed because I remembered us talking about it last week and how I compared Anthony Volpe to Ahmed Rosario, a guy who's going to have to turn into a super utility player and bounce around the league. But to me, the appeal part of the trade is he can play everywhere. Yes, he can fill in for Ryan McMahon at third base against a tough lefty, but also I would absolutely use him as an option at shortstop. I would, because I got to put the guys on the field to give me the best chance to win. And if I'm the Yankees right now, and I get why fans are down, I'm not trying to give you a back massage and tell you everything's okay. I ain't doing that. But what I am telling you is in baseball in 2025, get to the postseason, get hot at the right time, and even the 2025 Yankees, as flawed as they feel right now, can win a World Series. And if you disagree with me, that means you think the Tigers can win a World Series. Because they're so much better.
No, or
the Blue Jays can, because they're so much better based on a hot 2 months. Or the Rangers can, because they're getting hot again.
You're wrong.
Or the Red Sox can.
You're it's only naming American League teams, dude.
Because that's all that matters right now.
Forget National League. You said win a World Series.
Sean, any American League team can win a best of seven series against the National League team.
And who is it going to be? Is it going to be the Dodgers?
Could be the Mets.
Is it going to be the Mets? Who are we talking about? By the way, the Dodgers are flawed.
But
it's irrelevant. Like, breaking down and arguing why the Yankees shouldn't buy because the National League is so good in one series that you haven't even gotten to yet is absolutely back-ass logic. Like, the American League is what you should focus on. And I'm sorry. As flawed as the Yankees are, you cannot convince me they can't compete with those other teams.
And by the way, standings-wise, the American League is not that inferior to the National League. Now, maybe the finer details will tell you that, but from the 30,000-foot standpoint, they're about the same.
And here's the reality, because I don't want to get into NL versus AL argument. It's irrelevant.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We're living in a world in which baseball right now doesn't have, I mean, you could get the update on this. Maybe it's moved up. There's no team with a 600 win percentage. We haven't had a year like that in a decade. So there's obviously
there is no team with a 600 win percentage.
That has
there is not team. The closest one is
Toronto.
Is Toronto right. In the American League, the Cubs in the National League.
So think about that. We have not had a full season with a team not reached 600 at the conclusion of the season in a decade. So baseball features a lot of flawed teams.
Mm-hmm.
So while, yes, we like to look at our team in the mirror and talk about all the issues the Yankees had, or 2 weeks ago, all the issues the Mets have, it is absolutely ridiculous to say, well, they can't win. Really? They can't win? That's asinine. Mm-hmm. Of course they can win. And that's why moving backwards makes no sense. Now, the Yankees have a mission over the next 2 weeks. Survive without Aaron Judge.
Right.
And I got news for you. They are better equipped to survive without Aaron Judge this year than they've been in the last 4 years. Look at the rest of their roster. They got guys who've contributed.
Right.
Now, will they be the best offense in the American League for the next 2 weeks? Probably not. But can they still be decent? Yes.
That's all that really matters. And it's interesting now because you think about where the Mets were. Think about when the Mets were playing the Atlanta Braves and those two interrupted by the Phillies series, right? They just couldn't beat the Braves.
Right.
They were getting dominated by the Atlanta Braves.
I remember.
The Braves are now 17 games out of first place.
I know.
They are sinking away, and we thought, oh, woe is me. The Mets have no chance. They're flawed. They got to make 16 deals at the trade deadline in order to be viable. Now they have the best record in the National League.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
And that was 3 weeks ago.
That's my point. So we all need to take a deep breath. I like what they've done so far.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan McMahon and Ahmed Rosario, say what you want about both players. They are upgrades over what they had. There's no debating that. And you already saw it this weekend.
Right.
First of all, Ryan McMahon has like a gun as an arm, which even watching him over the last few years, I didn't even realize.
He's got a cannon.
Great defense.
He can defend, and by accident, he's better than Oswald Peraza.
Yeah.
That's the other infuriating part of this. What would possibly be infuriating?
Why is it infuriating?
About getting better.
Because of the Yankees.
Because they waited so long?
No, because the Yankees offseason mishandled.
They should have done this 2 years ago?
Yeah, but they handled this so poorly in the offseason that they have now the bar is so low that we're like, hey, look, we actually have a guy who could defend at third.
Well,
that's the big swing.
Cabrera was the answer there. Let's not forget that. Like we forget Oswaldo Cabrera's injury and what that hole that it created that they've been trying to patch with little tiny Band-Aids for the last 2 months.
Sure. And I love Cabrera, but he's also a super utility guy. He wasn't.
It doesn't matter, but he was viable.
He was.
They're not. These guys, they have been running out there, aren't viable, at least not at, with the plate, at the plate.
And why does it matter what they didn't or didn't do during the offseason? We're talking about right now. They had the best offense in the American League, and they just upgraded themselves, yes, with a very low bar, but who cares? And they didn't give up any prospects. Like, that to me is a win. And I don't even love Ryan McMahon. I'm not a huge fan of his. I don't like paying him $16 million next year.
And that's the problem. So they didn't give up nothing. That's going to cost them signing free agents next year.
I'm talking about the right now, though. Did they get better?
Yeah, they got better off of nothing.
Yeah, but he had two hits and two RBIs.
Yes. He's already contributed more than... He already has a higher war with the Yankees than Oswald Peraza had all season long.
That's right.
So you're just one of those Yankee fans that's whining about everything.
I want good baseball. And I just know what's coming down the pike. And I want the team to just be real about what they are. And hoping and wishing on a lottery ticket, you get in, anything could happen, is not the Yankee way.
All right, just save that audio. Because could the Yankees win 87 games, get the last wild card spot, and then get hot at the right time? Absolutely. It basically happens almost every year in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. We'll get to your calls next. We'll talk about Bryce Harper staring down into the eyes of Rob Manfred, which occurred last week. And I saw Happy Gilmore. I have a review on that movie over the weekend. Evan and Tinky here on this Monday. The New York Yankees did lose 2 out of 3 to the Philadelphia Phillies, but they did receive some good news. It's not the end of the world with Aaron Judge. Now, we're going to all be skeptical until he comes back. Is he actually going to return in 10 days? And then when he comes back, what is he? Is he the same dominant slugger? Can he play right field? And if he can't play right field, how do you handle Giancarlo Stanton? And
do you really need to throw him in right field?
Who, Giancarlo?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want both of them in the lineup? That's the question. If the answer is no, then have Stanton as a powerful bat off the bench.
Right.
I would prefer Stanton in the lineup. That's just me. Would you not?
I would, but I think until Aaron Judge... So it's a two-part problem. Mm-hmm. One, while Aaron Judge is out, it's easy. Giancarlo Stanton is just a DH. You play Belly in right. You play Grisham in center. You play Dominguez in left. But when Aaron Judge comes back, if he can't throw, and so he obviously can't play the outfield, you have two DHs, two big DHs that you're stuck with.
Right.
I think it might just be an odd man out thing.
So you would basically have Giancarlo as this awesome weapon off the bench.
Right.
So Anthony Volpe, late in games.
100%.
Here comes Giancarlo Stanton.
100%.
Tough lefty against Ryan McMahon. Right.
Especially,
here comes
especially
Giancarlo.
In the regular, just for the regular season.
Yeah. By the way, it's an option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cool weapon to have off one's bench. I am not as opposed to trying Giancarlo Stanton in right field, and I'll tell you why. There is this misconception about Giancarlo that if he goes to right field, he's going to get hurt. Well, Sean, you're a Yankee fan, Yankee historian. How many times has Giancarlo Stanton gotten hurt playing the field?
He hasn't, however.
That was the question?
No.
That was the question.
No. Because this is a loaded question. He always has these muscle strains, pulls. How do you know that some of those muscle strains and pulls haven't been affected by previously running down balls
in
the outfield?
You're right, especially because last year, his hamstring strain, when he was slowly jogging around third base, definitely did not happen
right. When
he was slowly jogging around third base.
Right, but he also didn't play the outfield.
And that's the
year.
Other issue. True. We are now 2 years of Giancarlo Stanton being slower than ever. And this team's biggest issue has been defense. That's why Jason Dominguez doesn't play every day.
Totally get him.
What the hell is he tracking down in right field?
Well, okay, so let me answer it this way. I'm willing to play Stanton in right field. Would I do it every single day? No. Would I have a quick trigger on how quickly I took him out for defense? Absolutely. So this doesn't mean, all right, Stanton, go play right field 7 days a week. I get that I would be cautious with it, but I'd like it as an option because the Yankees' most fearsome lineup features both guys.
Right.
And if Judge is incapable of playing right field or it's too risky to put him in right field because, God forbid, this turns into a UCL tear and Tommy John surgery, then clearly you got to DH the guy. And before anyone says stick him at first base, there's not enough time for that. Is that a discussion for down the road with Aaron Judge? Absolutely. But it's not something you're doing in the middle of the season.
You can't do it right now.
No.
But then you lose Goldie. So it's like...
Right. It creates other issues.
And just so everybody knows, you do eventually have to throw balls from first base, too.
I know, but there's less strain on the arm.
That's a good point.
Don't tell Pete Alonso that. Pete had a great weekend, so I don't want to pick on him.
Just jump and snag, Pete. Jump and snag.
But I'm just saying I would have it as an option. Like, I would not rule out Giancarlo Stanton playing right field at all. I think it's something that I would have at my disposal if I'm Aaron Boone. Hopefully, Aaron Judge is healthy enough to play right field again. I mean, that's the hope. But just remind yourself, even though Sean didn't like the question and thought it was loaded, Giancarlo Stanton has had many injuries as a New York Yankee. Not one injury was sustained playing the outfield.
Look at this. I haven't seen you in a month. You're already in a half an hour trying to get me to answer yes or no questions. Here we go.
Well, it's just, but it, my point remains the same. It has nothing to do with you. I would have asked Tommy the question.
By the way,
Tommy may not have known the answer. I may have had to smarten him up, but he would have answered the question. In fact, you know what? Let's do that. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Evan.
How many times has Giancarlo Stanton been injured playing the field?
Off the top of my head, tip of the tongue, I'm going to go zero.
Thank you for that, Tommy. Appreciate
you're
it.
Oh, you're no smart. I now, your Yankee history, too.
Evan, you going to apologize to me?
For what?
You said the Yankees shouldn't sell.
The Yankees should not sell.
And they've begun to sell.
What do you mean?
They have made a trade.
Go stop. We got to get real Yankee trade.
Is this breaking news?
The Yankees have traded.
This is not breaking
news. Yeah, he's not breaking the glass, so this is either a joke or something tiny.
They've traded Carlos Carrasco to the Braves.
What are the Braves doing taking Cookie back?
Don't know. We got some cash, though.
There you go. Use that cash to improve your bullpen.
Really?
I guess the Braves just need warm bodies, would be my guess. Even though they're 17 games out of first place.
And 16 games under 500.
Yeah, they stink.
Ugh.
It's fantastic.
You lost to them 6 out of 5 out of 7
You know
times,
what? Sure they have. But
whatever the heck it is.
But the Mets also beat the Dodgers 4 out of 7 times. You know what I mean? You got to take the good and you got to take
the bad. It's baseball. Wish it was linear. It is not.
It is not. Let's get to your telephone calls. We'll get to the Mets a little bit later on. Also, Tiki's stories from Cooperstown, in which he hung out with Derek Jeter. And Derek Jeter's got a few things on his mind. 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Anthony is in Roselle Park. Good afternoon, Anthony. Anthony, what's up? Anthony going once. Anthony is, I'll put him back on hold in case he figures things out. Mm-hmm. Matt is calling from Connecticut. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you going? How you guys doing, Evan and Tiki?
All's good.
Yo.
This is my first. It's my first time. My first time call. I'm pretty nervous.
Oh, I love that.
I kind of want to pivot back to the Yankee selling. I think that's the most craziest idea I've ever heard any Yankee fan even think about. Because the Yankees are a winning franchise. I think we're in a good spot right now. Yes, we're playing Little League baseball right now, but again, it's baseball. I think we're gonna figure it out. I need Cashman to be aggressive, pick up a pitcher. I've been hearing picking up Mackenzie Gore from Washington. I don't know how true that is, but he needs to be aggressive if he wants to win. He needs to be aggressive, and he has a couple of days to do it. And I hope he does it because, like I said, I think we're in the best position. And I think, like you guys said, all we have to do is be hot in October and.
And you know what, Matt? I think people forget that because the Yankee bar has been so high. Like, I think the reason why, because even Chris McMonagle, and I love Big Mac. He's, of course, a part of the famous law firm here at WFAN. What's that law firm called again, Tommy? I forgot.
Yeah, that would be the law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Marash.
Yes. Chris McMonagle is the most optimistic Yankee fan. He actually is on Brian Cashman's payroll. Well, I had the privilege of listening to him on Saturday morning as the Aaron Judge stuff was going down. And Chris had a mental breakdown in which he even said, we got to sell. If things aren't good with Judgy, we got to blow.
Did he really?
The yes. Yankees are a joke.
Yes. And
C-Mac.
Now, C-Mac was saying if Judge was seriously hurt, well, I'll take it up a notch.
Who cares?
Even if Aaron Judge was out for the year, I wouldn't sell. Are you guys crazy? You're still in a playoff spot. And I think you're more capable of living without Judge now than you've ever been.
Welcome to hell.
I really believe that. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason that Big Mac fell victim to that, the reason Sean's fallen victim to that, the reason BT has fallen victim to it, is I think the bar has been so high around the Bronx that you can't think straight.
You think this Yankee team could win anything without Aaron Judge?
Yes. Did the Braves win a World Series without Ronald Acuña?
Any team could win without any player. It just is what it is, especially when you're deep.
Part of the reason the Yankees haven't won is because Aaron Judge hasn't hit in October. Now imagine not having him at all.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, well, so then you haters of Aaron Judge in the postseason, what are you complaining about?
No, I agree.
Because he's been below a replacement player. You might as well have a replacement player play for him instead.
And you got to think about what's around you. So last year, you guys got to the World Series. You guys got to the World Series. How many guys had an 800 OPS or higher during the regular season last year? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't.
It was Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and a quarter of the season of Jazz Chisholm. That was literally the list, okay? So basically 2.5 guys. If we played that game this year, I've got Giancarlo, mm-hmm. I got Cody Bellinger, I got Jazz Chisholm, I got Trent Grisham, and Ben Rice and Paul Goldschmidt are not even that far off.
Right.
You have more guys.
They're deeper.
It's almost like it's a better team, even though you can't actually say that. It's almost like it is, consistency-wise. There are some issues that are cropping up that, as Matt was just pointing out, like Little League Baseball issues, that for some reason plague this Yankee team every single freaking year. But you hope that come really important baseball, that those go away, right? That you get the fundamentals at least right. And then those guys that are playing above themselves, if they keep doing it, why not? It just becomes a why not. And I think every team that gets in the postseason, except for unless you're a team like the Dodgers a year ago, or those teams that just feel dominant, you're just saying, why not us?
Exactly.
Every team is going to say, well, why not us?
Every team.
But if you feel that way about the offense, and I don't disagree it's a better offense, then you better be more proactive about pitching.
Well,
you have to.
And I think they're going to be. I mean, clearly Brian Cashman's making another trade or two.
Right. Max Fried has not been the same. Carlos Rodon, we're not going to trust the moment he takes the mound.
Totally get it.
Right. And the bullpen is a lot
less. Well, they're getting up there in innings for them. That's what the issue has been.
No one's dispelling the fact that the Yankees shouldn't and won't be aggressive in the next 4 days, but the idea that this team can't compete, to me, is absolute lunacy. And expectations are irrelevant. Like saying, but we're the Yankees. We shouldn't have lottery ticket methods in mind come postseason time. I get it. Ideally, you wouldn't. Ideally, you'd win 105 games and, you know, blow everyone away getting to the postseason. But the reality is every team that makes the playoffs in the National League and the American League has a real shot to win a World Series. I don't care how many wins you have in the regular season. Ask the Phillies who got there in 2022 despite being the clear third team in the National League. What did that mean? What it mean when the Mets got knocked out? What it mean when the Braves got knocked out? It doesn't mean anything. So stop it. We got to get into the real world.
You're giving all examples, by the way, of teams who did not win World Series.
You got to the World Series. That's my point. Like, mm-hmm. You can still get there. If you're telling me right now, despite all these flaws.
When did getting there become a failure, I think, is the answer, the question.
The thing is,
you want it so bad. I get it.
I agree
with you. Since 2009, since the great CC Sabathia and Alex Rodriguez, who's retired, and CC, who's now a Hall of Famer, right? Since that was the last one, it's been a long time. But the journey is what matters, right? And getting close makes you at least feel like you have a shot next year.
I have no doubts that I'm guilty of this, as many Yankee fans are, and I try to erase this because it's been so long about being World Series or bust. But now I'm operating on the, I want to see the franchise take the next step from what they did last year.
I get you.
You know what I mean? They made it last year. I tasted last year. What is it going to take to actually win it now?
But there's no world in which the Yankees can get to a World Series but can't win. If you get to the World Series, you can win the World Series. They could play anybody in the world. They could play the Padres in the World Series. It's no guarantee it's going to be the Cubs or the Dodgers or the Mets or the Brewers, who are everybody's hot team now. Like, I give credit to Milwaukee and Toronto. But come on. You think they're going to remain this hot through October?
Milwaukee, Toronto. Get us the football. That's the World Series.
I promise you, and I said this while you were gone last week, just about the playoffs. I remember Tommy, like, eyes raised. I said, the Red Sox are not making the playoffs. There will be a team in the American League that come out of absolute nowhere and makes the postseason. It took a few days. It appears that team is Texas. And would it surprise you if the Texas Rangers are in the World Series? No. It shouldn't. Nobody should surprise you. So to give up because the Yankees aren't living up to your expectations or they're facing adversity now is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous opinion you guys have.
I disagree. I don't think it's ridiculous. I think we've lived it, we've tasted it, and we are honest about our roster and not overinflating it.
Let's go to Darian in Hamden, Connecticut. What's up, Darian? Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Darian?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just one thing on the Yankees trade deadline.
Yeah.
Gone said he wants them to sell. But instead of selling, I'd say more of like a retool. I'd say Trent Grisham, Devin Williams, Paul Goldschmidt, all going to free agency next year.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you try and trade them for prospects?
No.
And then use those prospects to go and get a big name or something like that.
Because you need them for this year.
Yeah, the only first of all, Devin Williams cannot be discussed.
No.
Like, if you guys need bullpen help, you want to take what has been probably pound for pound your best reliever? That's right. I think he's been their best reliever this season.
Yep.
Because he had a horrible April that ruined his ERA. Let's not get fooled by this. You want to trade him and think you're still competing?
No. Grisham and Goldschmidt, though, are different stories.
Well, yeah, but I mentioned Goldie earlier in a need-for-need kind of trade, which I think in this modern age of baseball where more teams are in pennant races, need-for-need trades make a lot of sense. Like, the Astros are calling the Mets up about one of their infielders. Okay, give me one of your top relievers. We'll have a discussion. And I mentioned this last year in regards to the Mets, and I think it should be on the table. So, yeah, you want Paul Goldschmidt? San Diego needs a first baseman? Cool. Give me one of your relievers. They've got four of them that are pretty damn good. That's far different than trading them for prospects. And by the way, what kind of prospects do you think you're really getting? You think it's really worth hurting your chances to win now for marginal prospects?
No.
What kind of loser mentality is that?
They'll just get that prospect and play him out of position when he comes up anyway.
Oh, stop.
Is that your response or you have a response?
No, that is my response. I am being cynical. I don't want to trade them.
He has no faith in the Yankees right now.
I don't. I don't have faith that they're going to, the prospects they don't trade will develop. I don't have faith that they're going to make the right move anyway to put them over the top. I have no faith, period.
Okay, let's take this back a step. You wanted Ryan McMahon for a very long time.
I did.
And we talked
about... now I hate that they got him.
Why? Yeah, let's get to that. Why do you hate the Ryan McMahon?
He had two RBIs.
I like the player.
He's good. He's a good defender.
I think he's a good baseball player, and I think that ultimately maybe a change of scenery will wake up his bat. Mm-hmm. I don't like his strikeout rate if that's what we're not getting Suarez for. Here's what I don't like. If it's the Tigers, if it's the Blue... Like, insert whoever that now goes and gets Eugenio Suarez, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he kills them in the postseason. That is the guy that I looked at and said... Remember, how many days did we do the shows, Evan, with, I would just walk Aaron Judge. That's the guy who would have slid behind Aaron Judge and done that.
Sean, I agree with you. And there was a split. Me and Tommy had a good argument about it last week. I thought Suarez was their best option. So I am agreeing with you. With that said, we need to look at the negatives of trading for Eugenio Suarez. Mm-hmm. Much like the negatives of the Ryan McMahon trade. Because Ryan McMahon clearly makes the Yankees better. We mentioned this on Friday, and you saw it over the weekend. I don't love paying him $16 million next year. I'll be the first to tell you. I don't love that. But here's the good and the bad of Suarez. Suarez is a better offensive player, no question. I think his badness on defense is being overly exaggerated. But sure, Ryan McMahon's a better defender at third, no doubt about it. You are going to have to give up more to get him. And he's a free agent at the end of the year. And if you wanted to keep him coming off a year like this, he was probably going to cost you a hell of a lot more than Ryan McMahon. And those prospects that you just gave up for Suarez, which is going to cost you more, could very well hinder you from adding to your bullpen or adding to the rotation. So while I agree that pound for pound in 2025, and I know many Yankee fans disagree, Tommy had a great argument on the other side, I respect it, Suarez was the better option, in my opinion, in 25. But when you look at the big picture, they got better, and they also set themselves up better for another trade. So how could you hate the Ryan McMahon trade?
Sometimes when you trade for a guy, it not only helps you, you're blocking another team you're competing with from getting better.
That's why you wanted to trade for Suarez.
Well, no, I think that swayed me when I was breaking the tie. You're already reading rumors about the Tigers. If they go lose a series and Suarez hits 2-3 homers in that series, and that's the reason they lose, you're not going to look back and go, damn, you know what? We went halfway in and focused on defense with McMahon, and we let a guy go, and that's why they've lost the American League pennant. That's on the table, dude.
Yeah, but you're writing a script that I don't know if it's going
to
happen.
Well, this is age old, though, with the Yankees. Going back to the early 2000s, late 90s, it used to be them and the Red Sox competing for guys, and it would be like block moves. A Suarez trade is also a block move to a team around you getting better.
You can't do that with what you'd have to give up to get Suarez.
Well, let's see what's given up before we get him.
I also don't think you can think that way concerning a team that's not even in your division.
Okay.
You may never see Detroit in the postseason.
All right, then here's the counterargument. Why did the McMahon deal need to be made last week? Suarez still isn't traded.
Because I think that they preferred the price tag of Ryan McMahon, and probably, even though I disagree...
But what if the price tag came down on Suarez?
And the controllability of Ryan McMahon, the fact they have him at third base for the next 2 years. I may not like the contract.
Okay.
Brian Cashman may disagree. He may look at $16 million a year and think the value is decent. I happen to disagree with it. But, and also, why not get him now? He helped you this weekend.
He did.
You know, wait 5 days just because the price may come down on a player that you don't prefer as much?
It just feels like they rushed into making that McMahon deal without kind of waiting out the game of chicken with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I just disagree with you. You're very negative today.
I don't want to be. I'm off of vacation. I have a good time. You look handsome. Tiki looks handsome. Tommy looks like crap. I want to have a good day.
Well, him calling me handsome is the first lie he's issued since coming back.
You actually do look good. I did miss you, buddy.
Really? I look good?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Sean haven't seen each other in 3 weeks because I was away for two. He was away for one. Same thing when I saw Sal. Even Sal was like smiling when he saw me. Mm. It was weird. You know what Sal Licata did today? And yes, coming up after 5 o'clock, we did ask him if the NL East is over.
Oh, jeez.
So I've known Sal for a long time, and we've had arguments about sports for a very long time. So one of our oldest arguments was about David Wright, in which he wanted to trade David for Miguel Cabrera. I did not. And this was an argument from literally 2005, 2006. So we used to fight about it. Okay, great. The first thing he says to me, 3 weeks I haven't seen this bald, beautiful man. He says, "You were right. You were right. I'm glad we didn't trade David Wright for Miguel Cabrera." And I'm like, why? Because of the retirement ceremony?
Yeah, they retired his jersey, and now he's immortalized, and it would have sucked if he wasn't a lifetime Met.
Yes. So I had the greatest retort. I said, well, if time made you feel better about David, I can't wait for 15 years from now what you say about the Grom and when he comes back. But I appreciate him laying down the sword all these years later on a dumb argument about David Wright and Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah.
Feel good about it. Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I don't want to sound exactly like Sean, but I do want to echo some of his sentiments with a little bit of a different take. So first, when we're talking about, you know, the Yankees need to go big at the deadline or not at all, I agree. And this is the reason why. Cashman said that they were going to go to town. They were going to make a big splash, whatever the case may be. And the addition of Ryan McMahon, though a small move on offense, does improve the offense in addition to greatly improving the defense. There's no denying it. However, it doesn't solve the problem of starting pitching not being able to go past the fifth inning. It doesn't solve the problem of everyone out of the bullpen getting shelled for at least one run, if not two or three or four, right? So there's still a lot of moves to be made. I personally don't think that the Colombes, the Gallons, or the Jake Birds of the world are going to be the solution to get the Yankees over that hump. So I do think they need to be targeting a lot of those more costly players that are also controllable for future years. So I think that's number one in terms of like go big or go home. I firmly believe that they need to do that.
Right.
Now on the sell side, I think that there's a reason potentially to sell that we're not even thinking about right now.
Go.
One of the things that I did was I looked at 2026's payroll for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if you just look at a run it back here, they're talking about $242 million right off the jump. And that's right. Inclusive of DJ's contract and Aaron Hicks's contract. You know, forever, Hal is saying that he doesn't want to spend $300 million to field a team to win a championship, blah, 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 blah. He's probably going to want to come into that, like, second threshold, if anything, giving them what? $60 million to play with in free agency? That sounds like a lot of money, but if they're targeting Tucker or Bellinger or whoever else, that's going to eat most of that right there. So ultimately, I don't think that they're going to be in the position, right, to be able to add a lot of these big names in the offseason if there's that cap. So what you do when you sell is you're able to get prospects to potentially trade either in the offseason or at next year's trade deadline to beef up the roster.
It's an interesting thought, but here's the problem. Other than Devin Williams, and I'd say Cody Bellinger, I don't think you're getting massive returns on Paul Goldschmidt and Trent Grisham. And if you ask most Yankee fans, okay, if you are in this fictitious world of selling, those are the two guys you probably prefer to sell.
Right, because age on Goldschmidt and then inconsistency on Grisham, or uncertainty, I should say.
Yeah.
You know he's a great defender, but are you going to get this same bat that he's had with the Yankees?
And we had Jack Curry on last week, and Jack talked about what teams get back for sell players, guys who are free agents at the end of the year, and there hasn't been one top 100 prospect traded. So the odds are you're not getting great prospects back. Now, his point about payroll and the future is a negative on the Ryan McMahon trade, mm-hmm. which I did point out on Friday. Like, Sean, I know you're hearing both sides, but the reality is the Yankees got better, but it's not a slam dunk. Like,
right.
I don't love paying him $16 million a year.
To a lesser,
two things can be true, by the way.
It's to a lesser degree. It's the same argument about when they gave up nothing for Giancarlo Stanton. What they gave up was financial flexibility that prohibited them from signing other guys.
Totally get it. And while Ryan McMahon is a clear upgrade over Oswald Peraza, is $16 million a year great over the next 2 years when you're already paying, and he mentioned stalling Aaron Hicks money and DJ LeMahieu money?
Yeah, but I think that ends soon.
Which one?
Hicks.
They have, thankfully, he's been off the team for a couple of years.
Right.
Thankfully it ends. But I think that you've got to try to win. And trying to win doesn't mean you got to trade all your top prospects for rentals. Obviously, if there are guys that are signed long term, it's going to cost you more. We had a fictitious trade last week. We'll ask Sean if he'll do it. Now, remember last year, Sean wanted to trade Spencer Jones for Tanner Scott. We replayed that audio last week, and you still remain.
Did you?
We did, yeah.
You guys suck.
Mm-hmm. Why do we suck?
I mean, you should
have
been here.
I stand by it, though. I should have been here.
Yeah. So you, even looking back at the enhanced value of Spencer Jones and how great he's been, everybody mm-hmm. wants him called up, you would have traded him last year for the rental of Tanner Scott.
Yeah, maybe he's in, not Nestor Cortez in game one.
No, he would have been. Mm-hmm. I mean, to your point, yeah. Like.
All you had to do is just, honestly, go with Tim Hill.
It'd have been fine. Well, that's the old argument. We know. But you are right. Like, the bullpen is managed completely differently. Would you trade Spencer Jones at this point, and there are reports they are open to dealing him, in a package for Joe Ryan and Johan Durant?
Absolutely.
Me too. Because you're getting two really useful players who are not rentals. They're signed long term. Now, one guy we do need to roll out is Emmanuel Clase, because he has been placed on... What are they calling this? Like,
paid.
Leave.
Leave.
Yeah.
Paid temporary leave or something.
Something
like that.
Of that nature, because he is being investigated for potentially betting on baseball. And the Cleveland Guardians already have a player on that list in which an investigation is going on. So Clase, a guy who is very appealing to me as a Met fan, appealing to some Yankee fans, well, you can't trade for him. And now you want to find out what the hell was going on. Like, Sean, the first thing Sean said off air to me.
I bet it was like fantasy. I bet it was something really stupid.
You think it was innocuous?
I think it was something really stupid.
Sean, why don't you repeat what you think it could be?
I mean, the Yankees hit him pretty good in that ALCS last year.
Oh, come on.
And we were all stunned by it.
We were.
Finally, the Yankees hit good pitching in October.
Who was the other one? Ortiz?
Luis Ortiz.
Luis Ortiz?
Yeah.
He was the one that was like throwing balls in the dirt, right?
Yeah, there was some obvious.
It was like in-game betting. Next pitch is ball, and it hit the dirt.
I tell you right now, in-game betting is bad. Like, that's a scandal for baseball. If it ever came out that he was throwing playoff games.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't think that's the case.
I don't either, but.
I think it's your mind going into the darkest place possible. But either way, he's not available. So, right. Clase, a guy we've been talking about as a trade target, he's just not available as a trade target. We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019, plus Tiki Barber spent the weekend in Cooperstown hobnobbing and even having a conversation with Derek Jeter. And Derek told him some stuff on the record.
We'll take a listen to what that is coming up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.